Have I forgotten the cross, my Lord, when I carry not my own? Have I forgotten the crown you...
Hello, Pastor Brandon here for our daily readings for Tuesday, March 17th, 2020. And before we get into our readings, if you're like me, you may have been wondering, what is it that I can do? What is it the church can do right now in the present situation we're facing in this world? And in particular, something that God's laid on my heart, and I know our staff's heart, is to simply call someone. Just call someone and provide encouragement. And before you even call anyone, pray to God and just ask, who is it that I can call today? Who is it that I can encourage today? Who is it that may need help from me today? And that is how I believe fully the church can respond in the midst of this crisis, by providing one simple, small act of Jesus at a time. It may be calling someone just to pray. It may be calling someone just to see if they need help with something. It may be just calling someone and encouraging them. Whatever it may be, that one simple, small act of Jesus will be a game changer when all this is said and done. And it will impact the lives of those who God leads you to. So today, before we get into our readings, let's pray that God would lead us to that one simple, small act of Jesus today, and then to the next, and then to the next. And before you know it, all those little small acts of Jesus become one major movement of God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just pray that you would help to guide us in the midst of the storm we face. And Lord, we know you are faithful in the storm. We know that you are moving even now in the storm. And Lord, we pray that you would just move us. Move us, your church, in the direction you would have us move. Move us as people of you, your people, your children, to know where it is we can make an impact, even if it is with one simple, small act of Jesus. And Lord, may we glorify you in every moment that we get to make one of those small acts. And may it be a vessel of your blessings, which lead lost people to you. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Our readings today come from Psalm 37, 16 through 22, Exodus 23, 27 through 25, 9, and Matthew 24, 36 through 44. We'll start in Psalm 37, 16 through 22. Better is the little that the righteous has than the abundance of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The Lord knows the days of the blameless, and their heritage will remain forever. They are not put to shame in evil times. In the days of famine, they have abundance. But the wicked will perish. The enemies of the Lord are like the glory of the pastures. They vanish like smoke. They vanish away. The wicked borrows but does not pay back. But the righteous is generous and gives. For those blessed by the Lord shall inherit the land. But those cursed by him shall be cut off. Exodus 23, 27 through 25, 9. I will send my terror before you and will throw into confusion all the people against whom you shall come. And I will make all your enemies turn their backs to you. And I will send hornets before you, which shall drive out the Hivites, the Canaanites, and the Hivites from before you. I will not drive them out from before you in 1 year, lest the land become desolate and the wild beasts multiply against you. Little by little, I will drive them out from before you until you have increased and possessed the land. And I will set your border from the Red Sea to the Sea of the Philistines, and from the wilderness to the Euphrates. For I will give the inhabitants of the land into your hand, and you shall drive them out before you. You shall make no covenant with them and with their gods. They shall not dwell in your land, lest they make you sin against me. For if you serve their gods, it will surely be a snare to you. Then he said to Moses, come up to the Lord, you and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, in worship from afar. Moses alone shall come near to the Lord, but the others shall not come near, and the people shall not come up with you. Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord and all the rules. And all the people answered with one voice and said, all the words that the Lord has spoken we will do. And Moses wrote down all the words of the Lord. He rose early in the morning and built an altar at the foot of the mountain, and 12 pillars according to the 12 tribes of Israel. And he sent young men of the people of Israel who offered burnt offerings and sacrificed peace offerings of oxen to the Lord. And Moses took half of the blood and put it in basins, and half of the blood he threw it against the altar. Then he took the book of the covenant and read it in the hearing of the people. And they said, all that the Lord has spoken we will do, and we will be obedient. And Moses took the blood and threw it on the people and said, behold, the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words. Then Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel went up, and they saw the God of Israel. There was under his feet, as it were, a pavement of sapphire stones, like the very heaven for clearness. And he did not lay his hand on the chief men of the people of Israel. They behold God and ate and drank. The Lord said to Moses, come up to me on the mountain and wait there, that I may give you the tablets of stone with the law and the commandment which I have written for their instruction. So Moses rose with his assistant Joshua, and Moses went up into the mountain of God. And he said to the elders, wait here for us until we return to you. And behold, Aaron and Hur are with you. Whoever has a dispute, let him go to them. Then Moses went up on the mountain, and the cloud covered the mountain. The glory of the Lord dwelt on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And on the seventh day, he called to Moses out of the midst of the cloud. Now, the appearance of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire on top of the mountain in the sight of the people of Israel. Moses entered the cloud and went up on the mountain, and Moses was on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. The Lord said to Moses, speak to the people of Israel that they take for me a contribution from every man whose heart moves him. You shall receive the contribution for me. And this is the contribution that you shall receive from them: gold, silver, and bronze, blue and purple and scarlet yarns, and fine twined linen, goat's hair, tanned ram skins, goat skins, acacia wood, oil for the lamps, spices for the anointing oil and for the fragrant incense, oxen stones and stones for setting for the ephod and for the breastpiece. And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell in their midst, exactly as I show you concerning the pattern of the tabernacle and of all its furniture. So you shall make it. Matthew 24:36-44. But concerning that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven nor the Son, but the Father knows. For as were in the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day when Noah entered the ark. And they were unaware until the flood came and swept them all away. So will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two men will be in the field, one will be taken and one left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and one left. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have left his house to be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. I love these passages in Matthew that we're reading right now, of the coming, the second great advent of Jesus, his second coming. Because it lets us know something very important that I think that we all as Christians need to understand. No one's going to know the time, the hour, the day. Sure, there are seasons, there are signs that help us know and help remind us to stay awake. But no one knows the time. Therefore, we should stay awake. We should stay vigilant. We should stay on mission. Because the mission isn't over yet. The mission isn't over until Jesus comes again. We, the church, still need to be awake, vigilant, and on mission. And right now in the season we find ourselves in, we shouldn't be hunkering down completely. We should use common sense, but we shouldn't be completely hiding ourselves under rocks, because that is not our position. We should still be proclaiming Jesus by doing one simple, small act of Jesus at a time. And once again, when the whole church, when every person who confesses Jesus as Lord and believes in his resurrection rises and does one simple, small act of Jesus, a mighty movement of Jesus is created in this world. And the world will see and know he is the Son of God. So just as we started today, what is that one simple small act God may be calling you today? Let us keep praying. Let us keep seeking. And let us ask, God, how is it you have called me to serve you today? How can I stay awake? How can I stay vigilant? How can I stay on mission? The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen and amen.